Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations right here to great radio stations all across America on the Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live. We're also out there on selected Salem Media Group stations across the country in some of the largest markets. And we're also dropped in for good measure on some of the leading independent stations out there, too. And don't forget, we broadcast on the Internet as well. We have an Internet stream up there right now on our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And you can also hear it at GCN Live, and you can also hear it on my Salem flagship station here, and many other stations as well around the network. So a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, that includes the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as the FedEx and UPS drivers, not to forget about the bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and the gang, getting the mail from point A to B and beyond. And, of course, our suicide jockeys haul the petroleum products that we need so that we can get around. We appreciate each and every one of you. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. And don't forget, we're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, and of course, we're on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. We have all kinds of interesting things over there about the show. We have direct links where you can click on to our contributors and see what it is that they're up to. Denise Simon, Kyle Warren both have links over there. And you also can hear our podcast over there. And as I said, we stream the show live. There's a live link to listen to us over there as well. Okay, first of all, we go to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning.
Yep, good morning again. Thanks for sticking around. And now we drift on over here to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And she's also on Facebook at the Denise Simon Experience. And good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
Yep, there they are. All 37 of them up on the roof there. All right, 80 degrees and mostly cloudy now here at the airport in Tampa. But 80 degrees and mostly cloudy. Okay, I'm going to say the pledge. You guys ready?
Yep.
Yes.
Here I go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, take it away. I know you know what Denise wants to talk about, so have at it.
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
You know, of course, you know, let's continue here briefly with this Devin Archer issue. You know, they were building the brand of Joe Biden, and I suppose getting him on the phone some, at least from what we understand, some 20 times in order to make sure that that brand was being sold. You know, at what point does Joe Biden have to, you know, realize that he told the American people over and over again that he wasn't involved in and didn't know about any of this stuff.
Well, you know, the other interesting thing that has bubbled to the surface here is the fact that Biden has finally decided to admit that he has 7 grandchildren. And he is a true family man, and he talks to his grandchildren every day or sends them a text message every day, blah, blah, blah. Well, what he's trying to sell us is the fact that he's a great grandfather and a great parent. Okay. Now, if that's the case, what father doesn't have a conversation with their children about their careers, about their work history, about their lives, income, and all those other kinds of things? So the fact that he never had those conversations, I would say, is a hypocrisy at its hugest level when he just says, I'm a great family man, right? So I would say that he should have always had a conversation with Hunter about his business deals, especially when they travel together. Where, you know, hey, Hunter, what is it that we're doing here, and who are you going to see while you're in China on this trip with me, blah, 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 blah. Now, I would also add, we need to take a harder look at, I would say, the White House visitors log when Biden was vice president. Because I don't think that we have cultivated that information as much as we need to. And I would also say maybe we should be taking a harder look at the Robert Hur, I think is his name. He was, remember, the alleged special counsel, Department of Justice designated investigating lawyer, blah, 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 investigating all things Joe Biden and the document, confidential documents or government documents that were found in his garage and all the other places.
Hold that thought. You were going to break. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, you're going to be back with more with Denise Simon and with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, right after this message. And good morning, Orlando.
This is Kyle Warren. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to welcome everyone listening in Orlando, Florida, on our new affiliates AM 950 and FM 94.9. And we want to hear from you. Call us at 1-877-969-8600. Now take it away, Captain.
All righty, we'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Kyle Warren. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to welcome everyone listening in Orlando, Florida on our new affiliates AM 950 and FM 94.9. And we want to hear from you. Call us at 1-877-969-8600. And now take it away, Captain.
All righty. We've got a question from one of our listeners in Orlando we'll get to in a minute, but I need to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Geico. Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico's been saving people money for over 85 years right now, currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers. Now, the great thing about the Geico website, and you can go over there, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and do a cost comparison on the policy you've got and put in the information about the vehicle that you have, whether it's a car or truck or whatever, and you'll get a cost comparison right back, an estimate for what you have in terms of the coverage you want and this, that, and the other. But you can also save money if you add to that and bundle, they call it a bundle, and bundle your motorcycle, if you have one, ATV, boat, or RV. That will all lower your car insurance. But where you really drop the hammer and lower the price is when you add your homeowner's policy or renter's insurance or condo insurance to your car policy, and boom, down it goes, big time. You'll be surprised at what you see in terms of saving money. But you have to go to the website, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. You'll be able to find out who your closest agent is if you want to call them up and do it that way. Or you can do it all right there on the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and see how much money you can save. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we have a question that was sent to me here, direct message from Sarah in Orlando. And thank you, Sarah. She likes the show, and she wants to ask Denise a question. Don't you think that it's time now, based on Mr. Archer's testimony, that they should go after Joe Biden with impeachment charges? Do you think the time is right now to do that?
Well, the time is right, but the evidence isn't all there yet. So the answer to that is no. I'm just as anxious as she is, but I want this to... Look, there are other people that are to be implicated in this, and we're hardly finished. We, like Comer and Jordan
right.
and Crowd are hardly finished with their investigation. In fact, remember Archer's testimony yesterday really wasn't testimony. It was an interview that was not under oath.
Mm-hmm.
But you still can't lie to Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they caught him, then, you know, perjury, you do a criminal referral to the Department of Justice and they're not going to do anything. But you've got, before you get to impeachment, you have to do the inquiry phase. And we're not quite to the inquiry phase because there are still people, one, to be interviewed, and two, still other SARs that Comer has his hands on, and other witnesses. Remember, I think there's Tony Bobulinski. There's Eric Schwerin. And, you know, Biden had Shokin, the attorney, the investigating attorney in Ukraine, fired.
Yeah.
Why hasn't anybody interviewed him? Where is he in all of this?
Don't know. Even know if he's around.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's got to be someplace. So then, there are several banks that I think that I would be still cultivating as far as evidence goes, too. So I appreciate the question. I'm just as antsy, but we're not there yet.
Okay, we have a caller on the line, Kyle and Denise. Let's go to it. It's Backgammon Bob. What's your question, sir?
Yes, I agree with what Denise says. They definitely ought to go to the wait till they get all this in and then go to the inquiry phase for sure. But the main question I have to ask is to do with the AI. And a couple of things I saw on the internet about AI is one, they have some weapon systems that they're conceivably would use AI, but there's been some talk of that they could maybe possibly generate what they call the Terminator effect, essentially like the Terminator movie, where the things go after where they're not supposed to. And the second thing is, which I think is very dangerous, is that they have some AI could create some what they call courtroom chaos, lawyers using AI to cite false precedents and cases and stuff like that. All right, that's it, Denise. Bye.
All right, go ahead.
Machine learning, artificial intelligence, is just another means of forming a conclusion based on the data that you give to the machine, or the machine is able to process. So it's kind of an advanced stage of where we already are. I mean, AI has been out there for decades, and it is not to be used as the final authority. Humans still have, or must have, should have, could have, dominion over the results of AI. Whether it's predicting weather, whether it's education, whether it's writing papers, whether it's in the medical field, I mean, there is nothing that AI can't touch. So, nobody in their right mind would put weapon systems of any stripe where AI has the final authority and can pull whatever triggers. So, that is certainly all part of the discussions that are going on in the House Armed Services Committee, same with the Senate, and, you know, they have dominion over the Pentagon. And I would worry, but I wouldn't fret, if that makes any sense.
Okay, Kyle?
Well, Denise, change the subject here real briefly. What is the deal with an unlicensed Chinese, quote-unquote Chinese, laboratory in the Fresno area of California where they found all this, you know, biohazard material, HIV, coronavirus, you name it? What is going on with this?
Well, interestingly enough, it's operated since 2022. So, and wow. We shut it down because it was unlicensed? How is it, I've still got to find out how we even became aware of it. I think it was a registered company out of Colorado, if I'm not sure. I could be wrong on the state. But, yeah, we apparently have seized some equipment. We talked to the owner, who is Chinese, by the way. And this one is going to require a little bit more investigating. But, yeah, it has to do with pregnancies. It has to do with HIV. It has to do with vaccines, all kinds of interesting things. And interestingly enough, I didn't see where the FBI had their fingerprints on it. I might be wrong. So that one's still an open sore for me that I've got to work on.
And then politics. Of course, Donald Trump is now once again, I think he's done it before, but at least he's done it again, evidently, called for all of the GOP candidates to drop out of the race. Is that going to happen anytime soon?
No.
I agree. I think you're exactly right about that.
And of course, probably should be in the race, but I'm fine with that. I mean, former CIA operative, former Texas congressman, Hurd is in the race, and he is a Romney acolyte, actually, but he really doesn't have any business being in there because he'll never have the traction that is needed to advance. However, this is a time, ladies and gentlemen, where every one of these candidates, good, bad, and indifferent, are putting forth conversations that I think that we need to have, and these are learning conversations. So I'm fine with how many are out there. But, you know, the voters, when, you know, they start coming towards debates and primaries, you know, they're able to, I think, at this point, sort some candidates out.
And just in 10 seconds, Denise, is Italy going to be able to extract themselves from the Belt and Road Initiative, or is that going to be a long, drawn-out process?
Long, drawn-out process.
No. Oh, boy.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, boy. And they're the only ones that were doing it in Europe, we understand.
No. I think there's some Eastern European countries that are inside the Belt and Road Initiative, and we need some sanctions, not necessity.
All right, well, thanks again, Denise Simon, DeniseSimonFoundersCode.com, and Denise Experience on Facebook. We're coming right back, folks. Stay right there.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. The so-called doomsday cult mom will spend life behind bars for the murder of her two youngest children.
You're sentenced to the custody of the State Board of Corrections to serve the maximum allowed sentence, a fixed determinate term of life imprisonment with no possibility of parole.
Earlier this year, Lori Vallow Daybell was found guilty of murdering her 17-year-old daughter and 7-year-old son and conspiring to kill her husband's ex-wife. Idaho prosecutors say she and her husband were obsessed with doomsday-focused religious beliefs. One of
of the biggest trucking companies in the U.S. is shutting down operations. Over 30,000 workers at Yellow Trucking are now out of a job after the Nashville-based company called it quits. The Teamsters and Yellow have been at odds after the company sued the union, claiming it was blocking restructuring plans needed for the company to stay afloat and avoid bankruptcy. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of the Military and Veterans News brought to you by National Aviation Academy. Two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., another one in Clearwater, Florida. What you need to do is go check out their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. Go to the website, check it out, and then pick the one that you want to go visit and ask to take the tour by calling them at 800-659-2080. Now, once you find out about what becoming an aviation maintenance technician is all about, you're going to love the benefits you're going to get with the company you go to work for. You're going to love the pay you're going to get because you're going to start around $60,000 and have a very quick route to jump up the ladder very quickly in terms of pay. Now, the best part about all of this is aviation maintenance technicians are very highly in demand right now because there's a lot of aircraft flying and they got to keep them in tip-top shape. And that's where the aviation maintenance techs come in. So again, National Aviation Academy, their website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. The phone number is 800-659-2080. Again, 800-659-2080. Call them up. Ask to take the tour at the location that you want to see. And if it were me, I would want to see both locations to see if there's a difference and what that difference might happen to be. That's just me talking. Okay. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. We're going to talk a little military turkey. Kyle, have you been following the Space Force?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact. I think we've got an interesting story about where the Space Force is going to be.
Well, we have a big brouhaha because Donald Trump, if you remember, back in 2021, set up Alabama as being the home of the Space Force, primarily because of the lobbying efforts of Senator Tommy Tuberville, who is currently holding up the military promotions for the colonels and generals with his actions that he's taking. But it looks like as if Space Command, the headquarters now, per executive decision by Joe Biden, will be staying in Colorado.
Well, that's exactly right. Won't be moving to Alabama. And, of course, some of the Alabama lawmakers there are not very happy about that. They feel that some of this is political, especially because of their stance on issues like, for example, abortion.
Now, the Peterson Air Force, Space Force Base, Peterson Space Force Base in Colorado Springs is now the preferred choice and was to begin with of the top military space brass ever since the basing process began way back in 2018. And Trump's decision for Alabama was made despite senior officials who expressed concern that moving Spacecom from its current home would needlessly delay its full operational capacity. And, of course, Biden, in the end, shared those concerns, which is why the reason was given he did what he did.
Well, exactly right. And there are going to be issues, reasons and so forth, that probably encompass a lot of what we're talking about right here in terms of was this a tit for tat? Was it a payback? Was it a political price to pay? But at the same time, though, the paramount thing that we should be looking at is what is the most practical thing? And if this is the most practical solution, then so be it.
Now, the United States will expand its military-industrial base by helping Australia manufacture guided missiles and rockets for both countries within 2 years, 2025. The Allies announced this on Saturday as they ramped up defense cooperation to counter China's growing influence in the Indo-Pacific.
Very interesting, because, again, having especially our key allies in the Pacific region be strong, this is going to be incredibly important, I think, in the very near future.
And, of course, we talked yesterday about the Australian Army helicopter that crashed in the ocean during a multinational exercise in the dark. It hit the water with a catastrophic impact, and there's just no chance that the four crew members survived. And we now know the names. They were given to the media and the families to alert them, but what a terrible shame.
Very much so. Yeah, our condolences, absolutely.
Now, the Ukraine has said Russian missiles have hit another apartment building and likely trapped people under the rubble. Russian missiles slammed into the central Ukrainian city of Kryvyi. Kryvyi, killing at least one person and likely trapping others beneath the rubble. This is, this is a war crime every time they target a civilian a building.
Well, this is part and parcel of Vladimir Putin and his all-out total war strategy here. And you're right, it's an atrocity.
I hope they can do something about it.
Well, you know, at some point, you know, he is, they do have the warrant for his arrest, one of these international organizations, right? But he's not going to get close enough for that. But eventually this war could wear down even those in the Kremlin, and maybe they'll make a different choice at some point. Don't hold your breath, but you never know.
Did you hear about Saudi Arabia hosting a Ukrainian organized peace summit over Russia's war in August in Saudi Arabia?
I think I heard a little bit about that, but who knows if it'll bear the kind of fruit that we would want to see.
Well, Russia would have to travel to be there, and Ukraine says they're willing, and that would be the neutral zone on which they meet.
Well, hopefully it would be more productive, at least in terms of what we could anticipate, than, say, China, when they, in recent times, tried to fill that role of being the mediator, basically.
Now, we heard the former Russian president, Dmitry Medvedev, say that if Russia feels that the Ukraine would drive them out of the Ukraine, that they would be forced to take nuclear action by using a nuclear weapon to counter them from doing just that.
Well, this kind of bluster, while not completely out of the ordinary for the Russian for the Russian government, and certainly not out of the ordinary back in the days of the Soviet Union, former Russian President Medvedev said basically if the Ukraine offensive had been successful, they might have been forced to use a nuclear weapon, basically. And this kind of rhetoric is not productive. It's actually very harmful. And some of it's bluster, but at the same time, you got to be thinking, Captain, that eventually they think to themselves, hey, maybe we could pull this off. It's all madness.
Now, there's a lot of talk about artificial intelligence going around, right?
Of course.
How about this one for you? The next frontier for warfighters might actually become implants in their brains.
Yeah, I saw something about this as well. You know, certainly things like this would be in its infancy, you know, I think to a great degree. But certainly trying to augment or you know, make processing faster or more advanced, I'm sure that's a holy grail of sorts. But gosh golly gee, I mean, are we really going to start interfacing that way with computers? I don't know. We'll see.
Apparently.
Well, and you got to know, though, too, that, for example, the Chinese are more than likely, you know, trying this very kind of thing as well. So you always have to have some kind of parity, but the research, who knows where it's going to go.
All right, I hear the music coming up. That means we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we may have Chris Markowski calling in from Greece. We may not. We'll find out when we find out. But otherwise, we got plenty of financial news to talk about this morning. It's one of those deals, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
And again, folks, when it comes time for coming to see me and having great lunch at the Mission Barbecue. We definitely encourage you to come over there because we have like-minded people similar to what you're all about, American conservative patriots. A lot of them are veterans. A lot of them are retired first responders. Some of them are just retired business people or whatever. And then, we have the regulars that are there, the firefighters, the police officers that come in, and we always say howdy to them. And the big thing about being there is at noontime they play the national anthem and everybody stands up and everybody either puts their hand over their heart or if you're a veteran and you're wearing cover, you salute the American flag. And that's what everybody does at 12 noon every day of the year that they're open at Mission Barbecue. And that's one of the reasons I like it so much. Besides that, the food is tremendous. So there you go. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
You know, we talked about this a little bit in the first hour, but Joe Biden has imposed higher fuel economy standards on automobiles. And we heard Denise talking about it. You talked about it with her a little bit. But basically, here we go again on trying to, or well, not trying, but telling the automobile makers they got to get more miles per gallon, the trucks they got to get more miles per gallon, whatever it is that they make that's gasoline's got to get more miles per gallon. Well, I think anybody that's out there right now is actually operating even better than what they say when they project what they do out there for savings, because I know that my vehicle gets 25 miles to the gallon when you put the cruise on and you hold it at 62 miles an hour in a 60-mile-an-hour zone, because that's what I've been getting going back and forth across the bridge. The big bridge now, the Howard Franklin, is a 60-mile-an-hour bridge. A lot of people go faster than that, but it's fine. Let them go. Cops pick them up, and a lot of times they get stopped when they least expect it. But it is what it is, right?
Well, this corporate average fuel economy, that's what you're talking about, the CAFE standards.
Correct.
Yeah, so they're trying to up it so that passenger cars sold between 2027 and 2032, I should say, 2027 and 2032 would be upped by 2%. Then the light trucks average mileage needs to be up by 4% during that time period. So what this is going to do, it's going to cause these automakers to have a larger complement of electric vehicles in their fleets in order to even try to come close to all this stuff. So it does beg the question, Captain, is this really about saving gas? Is this about saving fuel, or is this a roundabout way, maybe not so roundabout way, to drive the automakers to really start producing just pretty much electric vehicles at some point. And so, again, that's the government picking winners and losers. Whether the market can bear it or whether the market can organically bring this about where these electric vehicles are, for lack of a better term, just as good as gas-powered vehicles in terms of distance, reliability, and infrastructure. I think that's a very good question.
Now, wheat plays a very large part in people's diets around the world, correct?
Of course.
And wheat prices, the future prices, are extremely volatile right now as countries face food crises following the end of the Black Sea grain deal, the lack of access to Ukrainian and Russian grains is an unnecessary shock to some 345 million people around the world. And for many countries in the Middle East and North Africa, it's going to be something that's going to see people starving again in the streets. Don't know what the answer is, but will they work their way out of this?
Well, that's a very good question. I would think as well, and you brought up because this is part of the grain issue having come out of Ukraine,
right,
having to do with Russia. Russia, I think, made a statement in recent days saying that they would make sure the grain, that other grain is flowing or this kind of thing, but we don't want to count on that. I would think certainly that at some point the United Nations would get involved if, in fact, there is an actual chance of starvation on a massive level happening. That just can't be allowed. So we'll see where this goes. But obviously the war in Ukraine is the catalyst for all of this.
Now, Israel, who's always about three steps ahead of the United States, is doing something that you could see coming here. The Israel bill on targeting rental income tax and an exemption is meant to reduce the evasion and increase Israel's tax revenue, while opponents say that it will result in a increased cost for renters. Not sure that's going to happen so much if you eliminate the tax, but the fact of the matter is, it'll put more money in people's pockets and they'll go buy more stuff.
Well, I'm not familiar with exactly what they're doing in Israel, but in principle, yes, if people have more money in their pockets, then that helps to drive the economy forward, at least in terms of consumer spending. And if Israel is anything like the United States, consumer spending is a huge part of that. In America, it's 2/3 of the economy.
Yeah, it's on the media light over there on that story. On srnnews.com. So that's where you'll find it. But it's there right now. Now, also, the banks are out there saying the conditions for loans to businesses and consumers is going to keep getting tougher as the feds are making it tougher as we go along here.
Well, that's right. That's because, especially when it comes to commercial lending, the requirements of these loans, the conditions that they're going to place on them to make sure that there's not a default, is going to be incredibly restrictive. One of the things they want to try to avoid, for a long, long period of time, you know, banks would work with borrowers, in order to try to save the loans and so forth. But at least in recent times, and it may be changing here as we hopefully are getting a little bit better, they would simply take over the property and try to sell it, basically, because they don't want to draw out a borrower who can't pay anything back. And otherwise, then their bank balances go down, or their balance sheets get all messed up. And it's going to be harder and harder, especially for commercial loans, and that goes for apartments as well.
Okay, we've got Clyde Horsenfarfer on the phone here. Let's go over and hear what Clyde has to say. Good morning.
Yeah, this is Clyde, otherwise known as Bag Ann and Bob. Anyway, on your electrical vehicle thing, I heard a guy on the internet, TV or something other, was saying that it cost to break even with the carbon emissions, you have to go like 70,000 miles in an electrical vehicle between all the carbon takes to mine the metals and to make the cars and all that. And a lot of people don't even keep them that long. And not to mention the electrical grid problems that they have. And I think a much better choice is a hybrid vehicle that you can plug in hybrid, where you can like go 40, 50 miles on the electrical charge, but the gas is there if you need it. So this would be ideal for people who are, just ordinary, everyday commuting. But I think full electric is just silly. All right, that's it, Captain.
Well, total electric is silly. They need to have an alternative source because, again, I keep seeing, and I made the comment yesterday, I keep seeing vehicles that are running out of a charge and they're not being able to get home. They have to call up AAA. AAA comes out with their battery charger, their generator, their gasoline-operated generator. They fire it up, and then they're sitting there with the cord plugged into the car trying to charge it up and give it as best a charge they can so the guy can get back home where he started from or whatever. So that's what they're doing now.
Well, and to some degree, too, Captain, I kind of question some of these arbitrary statistics or requirements or goals, because it doesn't seem like it's really based on anything. It's really more based on the idea that, well, we want to get rid of gas-powered cars, get everybody into electric, it's going to be less reliable, and it just is a way of messing things up, to put it in a scientific terminology.
Well, hold that thought, because before we mess things up, we got to take a top of the hour break here, and we'll be right back with more. And don't go anywhere, because it is the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition, and we'll see what happens on the other side of the hour. We should be talking to retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.